Plan 2014 is unpopular with some locals because it lets the water levels get higher more frequently and potentially for longer periods of time, which would cause damage to lakefront property owners. So it makes sense that flooded homeowners like Tom Pakunka in Sotus Point are blaming the change in regulation for the change in their environment.
What's upsetting about this is the government's doing this. This is what they want. They want the higher water. We're just collateral damage.
The plan went into effect in January, and since then, Lake Ontario has hit a record high. But what exactly did Plan 2014 change? Frank Scurry-Mamano is a member of the board that oversees lake regulation. He's also an engineer and an outspoken opponent of Plan 2014.
I think it's a real disaster in the making, but we really can't point the finger at 2014 yet.
So here's exactly what the plan changed. Under Plan 2014, the board has to wait for the water to rise above a certain level, called a trigger level, before they are allowed to let more water out of Lake Ontario. Under the previous plan, they had more flexibility to deviate from regulation. But Scurry-Mamano says, in this case, it would have made little difference.
Now, we may have had a small window beginning of April to do something, but we would have been plus or minus an inch or two. Nothing significant.
So much rain fell in such a short time in April that Scurry-Mamano says it would have been hard to prepare for it. But he warns the plan could bring more flooding later this year. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Veronica Volk in Rochester, New York.